grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Greetings from the India Evangelical Lutheran Church. It was 100 years ago, on the 14th of October, 1894, that the two missionaries were commissioned to go to India. It was on the 20th of January, 1895, that the pioneer missionary, Reverend Nather, landed in India. After 100 years, it's an honor and a privilege for me to stand before you as the son of that mission and also as a pastor of the church which that mission founded. In the text before us, Christ our Lord speaks of himself as sent by the Father for our salvation. Then he speaks of the prophets or the pastors who preach the gospel. And through love and mutual understanding, building up a loving and living fellowship with fellow believers. And finally, the Lord speaks of the help given to a needy believer by another believer. These may be summarized in two words: justification and sanctification. The missionaries preached the gospel, and in India we have 50,000 members, 160 pastors, and 330 congregations. The other Christians around us look at the Lutherans and say, "You have good doctrines. You have a great theology, but you do not translate them into life." What they mean is that the Lutherans stress justification by faith, but not so much sanctification. In Luther's small catechism with explanation, which we still use in India, there is one question: why has God given us the Bible? The answer: one, salvation; two, sanctification, life and good works. In the Luther's small catechism with explanation, which I bought here in the store yesterday, I could not see that question. Maybe I missed it. In the Oxford Confession, Article 4, we read of justification. Salvation by grace for Christ's sake through faith. In Article 6, the new obedience. Such faith should produce good fruits and good works, and that we must do all such good works as God commanded. And in between 4 and 6, we have Article 5, Office of the Ministry. To obtain such faith, God instituted the office of the ministry. So putting these three articles together, we know the goal of the ministry: to call people to repentance and faith. justification, to help them grow in sanctification, life of good works, and to prepare them to die in hope, seeing the cross. Theodore Nathor, the first missionary, preached the gospel for 9 years. Then there was an epidemic of plague. He ministered to the sick and the dying. Then one child died in the mission compound. No one was ready or willing to put that child in the coffin. In the true spirit of the missionary, Theodore Nathor wrapped the child in a cloth sent by Mrs. Nathor, put the child in the coffin, and conducted the funeral. When the funeral was over, Missionary Nathor felt that he had also become a victim of plague. He died within a week. Before he died, he wrote his last testament. The first two, it began with two lines in Latin. It said, "He who had mercy on the dying thief on the cross, have mercy on me, a sinner." He preached the gospel, showed Christian love, and died seeing the cross of Christ, assured of forgiveness. Was his death in vain? 60 years later, a Hindu convert named Chellappan Joseph was lying on his deathbed. I, as a pastor, visited him. He said, "Pastor, will you pray for me?" I said, "Yes, surely I will pray for you." "What will you pray for me?" he asked. "That I should be healed?" "No." "Pastor, please pray that in my last moment, I will be able to pray. And to pray, God, take my soul. I commit my soul into your hands." A convert from Hinduism. Seeing the cross of Christ and dying in hope. May God grant that we stand steadfast in the saving faith. May God grant that we grow in sanctification, and that we die in faith and hope, seeing the cross of Christ. And also may God grant that we lead many to this faith, love, and hope. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.